We're starting a new monthly feature on Arts News today. The last Friday of each month, I'll have a conversation with Emily Frankowski, Community Arts Director for Connect to Culture, which is Joplin's equivalent of Springfield Regional Arts Council, basically. Every month, Emily will highlight some of the major arts events taking place throughout the next month in Joplin. So today, she highlighted events coming up in April. But first, I ask her to give me a short history of Connect to Culture, which has evolved into the role of Joplin Arts Agency over a period of several years. She calls Connect to Culture a multifaceted nonprofit organization in Joplin that has a threefold mission.
We were founded in 2009 to really build a new performing and visual arts center to improve quality of life in Joplin. And that project is still ongoing to this day. It has actually moved through various locations and different iterations, but we finally settled on a spot for it right on the parking lot of our Memorial Hall in downtown Joplin. And it will be called the Harry M. Cornell Arts and Entertainment Complex, or the Cornell Complex for short. We're in a capital campaign for that right now. We hope to have it built for the fall of 2021. In addition to the building project, which we would share that building with Spiva Center for the Arts, they would be the visual arts side and we would be the performing arts. In addition to that, we are Joplin's Community Arts Agency, and we started doing that in 2013, kind of in the downtime between when we were working on that building project, and then Joplin obviously had our tornado in 2011. During that time, we made the best of it and started becoming Joplin's Community Arts Agency, where we support and promote over 30 arts and cultural organizations every day. We're kind of that collective voice, that potentially annoying friend that knows everything, everything about arts and culture. But you always need that kind of friend, don't you?
You really do.
On a daily basis, we have various resources for anyone to use, like our arts and cultural calendar on our website, as well as emails and on social media. And we also host a series of professional development events called C2C Roundtables. Ultimately, in that new building, we will be in charge of a 450-seat theater performance hall and a rooftop terrace venue for performances, as well as an outdoor amphitheater that can seat up to 1,500 or so people. In fall 2017, we became a performing arts presenter, where we bring in national touring shows through, right now, what is called our Curtains Up series.
Well, let's take a few minutes here to wrap this up with some of your picks, your choices for some of the most interesting cultural events going on in Joplin in the month of April.
There are so many. I try to narrow it down because we could really talk about this for more than an hour, I would say.
Right, no doubt.
There's so much going on, especially in April. I guess I'll start right off the bat with National Poetry Month, which is April. We're going to have a poetry reading over at Missouri Southern State University in their English department with Alan Beretta. He's a Pushcart nominated writer, and I believe he was also the poet laureate of Corpus Christi, Texas. And so he's coming to do a sampling of his readings on April 2nd. And then on April 15th, we have a downtown poetry reading. They're a group that meets on the third Monday of each month, and they have poetry reading and an open mic. This month, they're going to spotlight on Dr. Lisa Lewis. And then on April 16th, we have the 1,000 Words event over at Spiva Center for the Arts. They do this every year. It's one of my favorite events. Photo Spiva 2019, which is a national juried photography exhibition. Writers go to Spiva, pick out a photo, and create poetry or prose inspired by that photo. On April 16th, all of the writers come together, recite their poems, and they record them, put them on SoundCloud, and then print out a QR code and place it next to the photo that they were inspired by. And so throughout the exhibit from then on, people can come scan the code and listen to that that writer reciting the poem. So that one's pretty cool. And then on April 18th, we have National Poem in Your Pocket Day. Now, have you ever heard of this event?
No, I haven't.
So this is a really fun one where we print out miniature poems on little baby scrolls. We roll them up and then We literally go throughout town, play some at venues. We have downtown Joplin's third Thursday that night on April 18th. So we'll take poems down there and hand them out. But it's a national celebration of poetry, and you just take it, carry it with you, share it with others, and enjoy. So it's kind of a fun event. And then we'll wrap up National Poetry Month on April 19th with our open mic poetry night. And this is for people that write poetry or people that don't write poetry and just love poetry. You pick out a poem, you come and recite. A very casual atmosphere. You can bring some craft beer or a bottle of wine to share. It's a 21-plus event, and it's free admission, so it kind of nicely wraps up the month.
And there are numerous performances going on in the Joplin area in April. Blues performer Albert Cummings on April the 7th. He'll be at the Coda Concert House on 24th Street on April 19th. Brewer and Shipley also performing at the Coda Concert House.
The Coda Concert House, I'm glad that you mentioned them because they are very unique in Joplin. They are a house concert series. And so you are literally going to someone's house who he is, Jeff Morrow. He's really kind of basically gutted his living room, sets up chairs and a stage, and it's just a very intimate setting. So I really recommend that.
And you have a special concert that's being promoted specifically by Connect to Culture, a Joplin native Grant Landis on April the 13th at Joplin Memorial Hall.
Yes, we're really excited. We're gearing up for Grant Landis. He is from Joplin himself. He has really grown an online following from the days when Vine, I don't know if you remember Vine, but it was basically a social media site where you uploaded a video and it just kept looping and looping and looping. Mm. And so he started, you know, playing music on social media, really gained a following, and eventually went on to star in Lifetime's reality TV show called The Pop Game, where he worked with Timbaland. And he actually worked on a singles deal with him. And most recently, he has moved to Nashville, is really taking the next step in his career as a musician, and released his newest music video called Home to Mama, which is definitely an earworm. I find myself just, you know, humming the tune wherever I am. But that's April 13th at Memorial Hall, and we're really excited. It's only $20 general admission. And then another fun performance that's going on is Pro Musica's jazz concert with Aaron Diehl. I think it's Diehl? It's
D-I-E-H-L.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know. They are a jazz trio on April 13th as well, and this is their annual jazz concert, and it's a ticketed event. It's only, I believe, $10 per adults and then $5 for students, but it's a very popular one. They're hosting it at Missouri Southern State University.
And again, that's on April the 13th at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of running out of time here, but that I hope gives people some idea of that's the tip of the iceberg of a vast amount of stuff going on in Joplin in April. Mm-hmm. And you can go to connect2culture.org and find out all kinds of information about what is happening in Joplin. And
We have so much performances, events, exhibits, ongoing classes. There's something for everyone. So I really encourage everyone to take a look at our list, and we include links on there, all the information, so you can figure out what you need to do in Joplin.
Well, that is Emily Frankowski. She is the Community Arts Director for Connect to Culture, and we'll be doing this on the last Friday of each month from now on. Nice to talk to you, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was an honor.